We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we can help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today's the 10th of December, 2011. It's good to have you with us. It's going to be a busy program. The first hour, we've got a lot of things to talk about here, a lot of ground to cover. And then in the second hour, we're going to be bringing up Dr. Timothy Ball. He was the professor, many of you will remember, at the University of Winnipeg at Manitoba. He taught climate science. He was the former dean of students there as well. And he is going to be coming on to talk about ClimateGate 2.0, the latest 5,000 emails that have been hacked and released. And we're going to be discussing also the Durban climate talks and the derailment of Durban. Evidently, things haven't gone very well there in South Africa. Anyway, we're going to be touching upon all this starting in the second hour and many, many other issues as well pertaining to climate science, because I think it's very important. We'll probably touch upon water issues and population and so many other things that are important issues that we need to discuss today. But anyway, that's coming up next hour. First, we have information. We've had another Virginia Tech shooting this past week, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go over some of the oddities from the first Virginia Tech shooting, because I think sometimes we have to go back in time here to address some of the things, because it seems to me like Virginia Tech seems to be the staging ground for false flag operations. Of course, some of the things that happened on April 16th of 07, the first Virginia Tech shooting, we know there were 33 people dead. That's a significant number, because it revealed levels of Freemasonry are 33. And I say the revealed levels. We know there's more levels. I guess there's more levels than 33. Anyway, parents were angry at that time because the university waited too long to alert people. We were told that the shooter at that time shot two people at a dorm, and then 2 hours later he continued the shooting. Now, one of the things that was kind of interesting about that is that this shooter, Cho Sung Huai, was said to have contacted the news media, actually mailed a package in between the time that he shot the first two people and the time that he shot the rest of the people, okay, which was completely all across campus. I'm going to cover some of this, some of these oddities, because I think it's important in light of what's just happened. This shooting that took place, ladies and gentlemen, it just happened on the exact same day that the university was appealing the $55,000 fine for their failure to act in a timely manner during the first shooting. We'll be back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Govern America. Darren Weeks here. I don't think everybody wants to rule the world. Frankly, ladies and gentlemen, most of us just want to be left alone. But anyway, I digress. Welcome back to the program. Before the break, we were talking about this Virginia Tech shooting. I'll get back to that in a moment. Real quickly, I want to point out we have now the BBC reporting just 5 days ago. Most of you will remember if you listened to last week's program. We had Amanda Teagarden on the program. We were talking about the coming health care databasing, the coming health care issues that are going to be associated with the, you know, IT taking over all the databasing in the healthcare industry. We talked about how this data that they were going to be collecting on patients, everything you tell your doctor, everything goes into a database. It's going to be shared with research institutions, pharmaceutical companies, and the government. And it's going to be global. It's going to be worldwide. we were talking about this last week, just last week on this program. Then 5 days ago, right after we did that show, here we see from the BBC, David Cameron, the prime minister over there in Britain, says everyone needs to be a research patient. Everyone, quote, to be research patient, according to David Cameron, the prime minister. BBC reports every NHS, National Health Service, that's their socialized medicine system over there, every NHS patient should be a research patient with their medical details opened up, quote unquote, to private healthcare firms, says David Cameron. I'm not going to read this whole article right now. Maybe we'll have time to address it later on. But I just wanted to point this out, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, the stuff that we talk about on this program, cutting edge, because here we have it right here, right after we discussed it. And I believe that article is up on the website somewhere if you want to read it in its entirety. All right, moving along here in the interest of time, getting back to the Virginia Tech thing. I wanted to talk about what happened on April 16th of 2007. I started addressing some of the oddities. Some of these were collected by Lori Price. But I wanted to discuss some of these things because I think it's important in light of what's just happened. 33 people dead. I've already talked about the significance of the number 33. Most of you are aware of that. Parents, of course, were angry because it took the university 2 hours to respond. There were some buildings that were locked down during the time. I know the president's office was locked down. There were a couple of other campus buildings that were locked down before they alerted the general university population. They didn't even issue a general alert before they started locking down certain buildings. In other words, they didn't alert the people quick enough. That's the point, ladies and gentlemen. This guy was free to move about the campus. Incidentally, the following day, April 17th, articles of impeachment were to be filed on Dick Cheney. And, of course, that was put on hold. In light of the Virginia Tech shooting, the media around the world, of course, immediately jumped on the bandwagon, just almost reading from a script, criticizing U.S. gun laws in response to the shooting. April 18th, the school threats caused Washington State University's branch campus to be evacuated around 8 p.m. There was a conference on the Patriot Act, which just happened to be scheduled on that date at that campus, which had to be rescheduled. The conference was actually called Casualties of the USA Patriot Act and the War on Terror. Kind of an interesting coincidence, quote unquote. Now, the shooter, of course, his name was Cho Soon Hui. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, but anyway, he was said to have been, okay, get this, folks. They said that he left the campus. Okay, they said that he, in between shooting two people and then shooting the rest of the 33 people, including himself, he went to the post office, they said. NBC News reported he actually mailed a package to the post at the post office. So I guess we're supposed to believe the guy left after shooting, took a break from the shooting. You know, shooting can be very exhausting, so you got to take a break, I guess. Went to the post office to mail his package containing his rambling diatribe to NBC News. And then he went back after he accomplished his little errand and continued shooting. I mean, this is what we're supposed to believe here. One of the more important things, not that the rest of that isn't important, but his sister worked for McNeil Technologies, a State Department contractor. Isn't that interesting? On McNeil Technologies, their website says, quote, we help government agencies meet some of their most complex service needs. Now, they're involved in the U.S. Army training support ops, open source technology data intelligence, which supports the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA. Then we had KIRO television reporting I already mentioned that. They were the source on that information about two academic buildings being shut down, the president's office at the university being shut down before the general alert was even issued. So they were shutting down buildings, but they didn't bother to tell people that there was a shooter on campus. So that was the first shooting. And I revisited that because I wanted to give you a little background as to why I believe these things are staged. There's too many of these kinds of things going on here. And there's some strange things happening here, some strange quote-unquote coincidences about this shooting as well, as I've already mentioned. They were to be, it happened exactly the same day, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday was the same day that the university was testifying, appealing the $55,000 federal fine that they incurred because of their delay, their bad handling of the first shooting. Okay? They were actually appealing and testifying about the very first shooting when the second shooting occurred. Now, what are the chances of that happening, ladies and gentlemen? I just, you know. And then we have the same day. This all happened, by the way, the same day that Eric Holder is on Capitol Hill testifying about the Fast and Furious case, which we know was a total staged operation. Fast and Furious, for those of you who are not up to speed real quickly, is an operation that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms engaged in to arm the Mexican drug cartels. They deliberately, and it's admitted, it's on record, they deliberately allowed guns, facilitated guns, getting into the hands of drug cartels, supposedly so that they could track where they, you know, where they went. Okay? This all went on, and now Eric Holder is under fire. We're at least we're supposed to believe that anyway. This is the game that's playing out. Whether he's going to fall on his sword voluntarily or whether he's going to be forced out, it's probably already decided. Anything you see on Capitol Hill is probably pretty much a show for the general public, in my opinion. But anyway, we got this going on, and we have other articles here. I want to make sure that. Okay, I think I've covered everything with regard to that I wanted to cover with regard to that. So much going on, it's just hard to keep track of this all. New York Times is reporting with regard to the Virginia Tech, the latest shooting here. Just yesterday, the man who shot and killed a campus police officer at Virginia Tech and then turned the gun on himself was a part-time student at a nearby college. Apparently, he didn't even go to Virginia Tech, according to what they're saying here. He had stolen a car at gunpoint the day before, they say, and he had no apparent link to the officer, police said Friday. His name is now being given as Ross Truett Ashley, a 22-year-old of Partlow, Virginia. And the police said he went to Radford University, a small college about 15 miles from Virginia Tech. So, anyway, that's there. One other thing. Okay, I'm going to leave that there, folks. There's more I could talk about with regard to Virginia Tech. And if anybody has any other information I haven't given out here, you're certainly welcome to call in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Then we had a Hollywood shooter as a copycat. And that seems to be always very predictable. Anytime you have these shooting incidents, you have people follow suit and do the same thing. This guy evidently was out in Hollywood, randomly shooting cars, shooting at traffic, shot one guy in the head. So we have that going on. All of this, again, when we have the Justice Department, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms staging events, ladies and gentlemen, staging things to push for more gun control. We have all this gun violence going on. Alan Lindgren of Tickle the Wire. I want to cover what he has to say because we have a Fast and Furious update as well. So I got to take a break already. I'm going to take the break. When we come back, we're going to touch on Fast and Furious. We have CBS News now reporting that the Bureau of Alcohol, they're saying, as we said months ago, that this was an operation to take away your gun. They're admitting that now in the mainstream press. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us. Governed American continues.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we were talking about the Fast and Furious thing just before the break, and earlier we were talking about Virginia Tech. Lots of gun control efforts going on here, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's very important to realize why this is happening. These are staged events, in my opinion, and we know Fast and Furious is definitely a staged event. And that's admitted, and now we have CBS News reporting that the reason it was staged is because the very reason we said it was staged, to take away your gun, to move toward that direction. Before we get to CBS, though, we have Alan Lengel of Tickle the Wire writes the latest in the saga of the Justice Department's Fast and Furious thing. He says the Wall Street Journal's Evan Perez reports that the Justice Department on Friday formally withdrew a February letter about its tactics in investigating gun trafficking, acknowledging in response to congressional criticism that it contained, quote, inaccuracy. In other words, folks, they lied. Okay? At issue was a letter to Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa from the Justice Department, which said that the Justice Department made, quote, every effort to interdict weapons and prevent their transportation to Mexico, unquote, according to the journal. Problem was that that wasn't really true when it came to ATF's failed operation called Fast and Furious. Well, it wasn't a failed operation, listeners. It was a successful operation because it accomplished exactly the thing that it was supposed to accomplish, namely arming the cartels and making the violence increase so that they could turn around and clamor for more gun control laws. That's the bottom line. If you don't believe me, maybe you'll believe Cheryl Atkinson. She's a reporter for CBS News, and frankly, folks, she's done a very good job at covering this story. I have to give credit where credit's due. Cheryl Atkinson has been all over this. Anyway, the headline is from CBS, ATF used Fast and Furious to make the case for gun regulation. They say documents obtained by CBS News show that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms discussed using their covert operation Fast and Furious to argue for controversial new rules about gun sales. In Fast and Furious, ATF secretly encouraged gun dealers to sell to suspected traffickers for Mexican drug cartels to go after the big fish, quote-unquote. But ATF whistleblowers told CBS News in Congress it was a dangerous practice called gun walking, and it put thousands of weapons on the street. Many were used in violent crimes in Mexico. Two were found at the murder scene of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. We've talked about that in the past here on the show. ATF officials didn't intend to publicly disclose their own role in letting Mexican cartels obtain the weapons, but emails show that they discussed using the sales, including sales encouraged by ATF, to justify a new gun regulation called Demand Letter 3 that would require some U.S. gun shops to report the sale of multiple rifles or long guns. Demand Letter 3 was so named because it would be the third ATF program demanding gun dealers report tracing information. On July 14, 2010, after ATF headquarters in Washington, D.C., received an update on Fast and Furious, ATF Field Ops Assistant Director Mark Chait emailed Bill Newell, ATF's Phoenix Special Agent in charge of Fast and Furious. Quote, Bill, can you see if these guns were all purchased from the same licensed gun dealer at one time? If we are looking at anecdotal cases to support a demand letter on long gun multiple sales, thanks. We are looking at anecdotal cases to support a demand letter on long gun multiple sales, thanks. That was the email, once again, from ATF Phoenix Special Agent Bill Newell. Anyway, Atkinson continues. She says, on January 4th, 2011, as ATF prepared a press conference to announce arrests in Fast and Furious, Newell saw it as a, quote, another time to address multiple sale on long guns issue, unquote. And a day after the press conference, Chait emailed Newell, quote, Bill, well done yesterday. In light of our request for demand letter 3, this case could be a strong supporting factor if we can determine how many multiple sales of long guns occurred during the course of this case, unquote. This revelation, Atkinson says, angers gun rights advocates. Larry Keene, a spokesman for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a gun industry trade group, caused the discussion of Fast and Furious to argue for demand letter 3, quote, disappointing and ironic, unquote. Keene says it's deeply troubling if sales made by gun dealers, quote, voluntarily cooperating with ATF's flawed operation Fast and Furious, and once again, folks, it wasn't flawed. There's nothing flawed about it. It was a deliberate plan. To say it's flawed implies error. There's nothing flawed here. There's no errors. There's no mistakes. This wasn't a mendacity. This was a deliberate effort at taking away your gun. Somebody needs to go to prison here. Somebody needs to go to jail. A whole lot of people need to go to jail. Will anything be done about it? Doubtful. Anyway, he says it's gun dealers voluntarily cooperating with ATF's flawed Fast and Furious are going to be used by some individuals within ATF to justify imposing a multiple sales reporting requirement for rifles. All right, I'm going to leave that there. We got Holder, as I said, testifying now, but there's not going to be any end to the violence anytime soon. These Fast and Furious weapons are going to be continuing to be used in crimes for years to come. We'll touch upon that briefly and other news as well when we come back from the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
All right, we're back. This is Covering America. I'm Jared Wiggs. The website, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. John in Tennessee, Mark in Texas, just hang with me. We'll get to you callers in just a moment. And folks, you're welcome to jump on board as well. 800-313-9443. Got anything to add about Fast and Furious or the Virginia Tech situation? Now's the time to do it. Before the break, we were talking about some of the stuff that was going on here. With regard to Fast and Furious, CBS News, mainstream media, admitting now that ATF planned this thing, planned to use it for the purpose of more strict gun regulations, ladies and gentlemen. Mainstream press telling you this. Don't believe me? Look it up. Read it for yourself. And now we see from Fox News, Holder suggests Fast and Furious guns will be used in crimes for years to come. I see Attorney General Eric Holder suggested Thursday that weapons lost during the course of the failed Fast and Furious, once again, it's not failed, folks. Let's substitute that word for deliberately planned and orchestrated, Fast and Furious gun running operation will continue to show up at crime scenes in the U.S. and Mexico, quote, for years to come, unquote. Holder, in testimony on Capitol Hill, that comes as the congressional investigation into the program expands, decried the gun walking tactic used in the operation as inexcusable. Well, that's only because they got caught. You see, most of you will remember, the only reason this came to light is because a couple of agents blew the whistle one of them being John Dodson, put his career and his life, frankly, on the line by coming forward and saying, this is not right what you people are doing. They got tired of it, and when it culminated in the death of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, he blew the whistle. They blew the whistle. That's the only reason we even know about this. And I ask, is this just the tip of the iceberg? Probably. And we know that's the case. Moving along here, here we see from also from the CBS News, legal U.S. gun sales to Mexico, arming cartels. This is a separate program, ladies and gentlemen. Selling weapons to Mexico where cartel violence is out of control is controversial because so many guns fall into the wrong hands due to incompetence and corruption. The Mexican military recently reported nearly 9,000 police weapons, quote-unquote, missing. Yet the U.S. has approved the sale of more guns to Mexico in recent years than ever before through a program called Direct Commercial Sales. It's a program that some say is worse than the highly criticized Fast and Furious gun running scandal, where U.S. agents allowed thousands of weapons to pass from the U.S. to Mexican drug cartels. Okay? One weapon, an AR-15 type semi-automatic rifle, tells the story. In 2006, the same kind of rifle tracked by serial number is legally sold by a U.S. manufacturer to the Mexican military. These have to be reported. These have to be approved by the government, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this gun was legally sold by the U.S., a U.S. manufacturer, approved by the government to the Mexican military. 3 years later, it's found in a criminal stash in a region racked by Mexican drug cartel violence. That prompted a sensitive cable uncovered by WikiLeaks dated June 4th, 2009, in which the U.S. State Department asked Mexico how the AR-15 meant only for military or police was diverted into criminal hands, and more importantly, where the other rifles from the same shipment went. Quote, please account for the current location of the 1,030 AR-15 type rifles, reads the cable. There was no response in the record. All right, I'm not going to read this whole article. I just want you to see, folks, there are multiple operations going on right now. Multiple things the U.S. government apparently is doing to arm these Mexican drug cartels. And in the meantime, we have Homeland Security groping grannies at the airport, strip searching grannies at the airport, molesting children at the airport. We have them banning Chore Boy, the copper scratch pad that's used in the kitchen, under the guise that they could be used, in some sort of gun operation to make guns. I mean, it's insane. It's absolutely nuts. Then we have, I'll tell you what. Let's put that on hold now. Let's go to the phone lines. The number, if you'd like to call it, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. There's so much stuff to cover. There's no way anybody could ever get to it if they had a whole lifetime to cover this stuff. These are very eventful times in which we're living. All right, let's go to John in Tennessee. John, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. You know, you almost have to have ADD or what they call ADD.
It would probably help
to even try to keep up with all the baloney that they're pulling. I mean, you and I, we talked yesterday, Darren. Holder was testifying. Virginia Tech was appealing. The shootings were going on. And something I found out this morning by listening to a local sports hunting and fishing show is that Bob Pope of the Gun and Knife shows is actually supporting, if you want to bring a rifle or a handgun or a weapon into the gun show, to sell it at the gun show, as people do, that before they allow you in the building, they're trying to pass a bill, before they allow you in, you have to have a background check run on the gun to make sure that it's not reported stolen. Now, that on the surface sounds good, folks, but by doing so, they're covertly registering and accounting for the gun.
That's right.
And for the person that has the gun. So you've got to ask yourself, why would they do this? They want, you know, they're in many states, South Carolina, Tennessee, we don't have gun registration. You know, I can own any gun I want. I've got a, you know, carry permit. I can carry any gun I want in any way I want. Arizona, anyone can carry a gun. The guns are not registered. There's a reason for not doing that. And they're using these, what I know and you know, to be false flag operations or clear eyes or whatever you want to call it, mind control, to stoke a fire in the American people's minds to get them to be against guns. Trust your government. We want to keep you safe. These dirty, rotten guns are killing people.
Yeah.
You know, Holder said that these guns that were lost, quote, lost in Fast and Furious would be used in crimes for years to come.
That's right.
Darren, our government has lied so much. How do we know that Fast and Furious isn't a farce? That these guns never went to Mexican drug cartels? That these guns were bought, sold, passed along, whatever term you want to put on it, to these people, that at some point in the future, a key word is going to be said, or something is going to happen to trigger a predetermined, preplanned event. And we may see it all over this country. And it'd be interesting to know, was the gun used in Virginia, one of the Fast and Furious guns? Well, we'll never know. Is it possible? You bet your life it's possible. And isn't it convenient, Aaron, that this man, whatever he was, 22 years old, we can only go by what they tell us, wasn't a student at Virginia Tech, happened on the day that they were appealing their $55,000 fine, Holder was testifying, and on, what it, I told you yesterday, what it amounts to me and what it appears to be, is Virginia Tech being chastised for even daring to, you know, to protest their fine. So whoever's behind this has put a value on an officer and on a poor, you know, could be mind control, could be an operative, of $27,500 for each body that laid dead yesterday in Virginia. Because they don't want to give, they love their money, brother. They don't want to give up the fine Virginia Tech's going to pay.
Well, they don't need the money anyway, but...
Well, it's not money anyway.
Right, I know. Let's not get into all that right now.
Anyway, Kissinger had... I'll say this, and then I'll let you go. I know you got another caller, but Kissinger had said that by the end of this year, or it may be next year, that guns would be gone from America, that we would be disarmed, and we can see it.
Well, we can see their efforts at accomplishing that, and the question is, will the American people comply? I don't think so. You know, I think the American people have learned much from the other countries where they've tried to do this. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what my belief is. You know,
well, they've done it in Australia.
Never,
the guys,
yes, they have.
I met a man in Australia about 3 or 4 years ago that came to me when '09, because Obama was elected, and he was talking about crackers. I hope you got plenty of crackers. And I said, what do you mean crackers? He said, crackers, bullets, shells. I said, well, they took your guns away, didn't they? He said, they think they did. People in Australia, folks, have buried more guns and ammunition, and they're ready. They surrendered a lot. They buried a lot. And, you know, he said, be sure you have plenty of crackers because you're going to need it with this man in office. So,
well, that's a very frightening thought, but yet we have to face reality. And this is the whole point of this network, is to get the truth out, because we believe our listeners can handle it. And, hey, thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. Let's move along here. Let's take Mark in Texas. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Yeah, I believe this is a very well thought out set of circumstances, and the reason behind this is they're trying to destroy the independence of those two groups, the FBI and of course the BATF. what they want to do. These two groups, Darren, they do have heads of these groups. They have folks that run these groups. They want to destroy their credibility in the public opinion to dump these two groups underneath the umbrella of the Department of Homeland Security, which I'm here to tell you runs straight from the president.
Yeah.
The FBI and the BATF, they do have to answer to Congress. But if you can dump it under the umbrella of Department of Homeland Security and do away with the independency of these two groups, you have just consolidated everything. Now, Department of Homeland Security, their job is to keep us safe.
I thought FBI and ATF were already under the DHS.
Well, they still have independent heads, though, don't they?
Yeah.
And not for long.
Well, that's an interesting theory.
I think it's more than a theory. I think it's exactly what's taking place. It's consolidation. Darren, take care, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate the call there. All right, folks, we have now, and we're talking a lot about gun control today. There is a company now that's buying up, according to the New York Times, mystery company buying up U.S. gun manufacturers. They can't get them one way. They're going to try to get them another one. This group is apparently called Freedom Group. Isn't that interesting? The Freedom Group. New York Times reported, this was just on December 4th, lined up in a gun rack beneath mounted deer heads is a Bushmaster Carbon 15 semi-automatic rifle that looks as if it belonged to a SWAT team. On another rack rests a Teflon-coated Prairie Panther from DPMS Firearms, a supplier to the U.S. Border Patrol and security agencies in Iraq. On a third is a Remington 750 Woodsmaster, a popular hunting rifle. The variety of rifles and shotguns on sale here in Scarborough, Maine, the national sporting goods chain, is a testament to America's enduring gun culture. But to a surprising degree, it is also a testament to something else, Wall Street deal-making. In recent years, many top-selling brands, including the 195-year-old Remington Arms, as well as Bushmaster Firearms, DPMS, and DPMS, leading makers of military-style semi-automatics have quietly passed into the hands of a single private company. It is called the Freedom Group, and it is the most powerful and mysterious force in the U.S. commercial gun industry today. Never heard of it before? Well, you're not alone. Even within gun circles, the Freedom Group is something of an enigma. Its rise has been so swift that it has become the subject of wild speculation and grassy knoll conspiracy theories. In the realm of consumer rifles and shotguns, long guns in the trade, it is unrivaled in its size and reach. By its own count, the Freedom Group sold 1.2 million long guns and 2.6 billion rounds of ammunition in the 12 months ending March 2010, the most recent year for which figures are publicly available. Behind this giant is Cerberus Capital Management, the private investment company that first came to widespread attention when it acquired Chrysler in 2007. Chrysler later had to be rescued by taxpayers. With far less fanfare, Cerberus, through the Freedom Group, has been buying big names in guns and ammo. From its headquarters in Manhattan, Cerberus has assembled a remarkable arsenal. It began with Bushmaster, which until recently was based in Maine. Unlike military counterparts, like automatic M16s, rifles, like those of Bushmaster, don't spray bullets with one trigger pull. I don't want to get too bogged down on this, but they say after Bushmaster, the Freedom Group moved on to Remington. And anyway, they point out that they are acquiring company after company after company. Now, skipping down here, they say some gun enthusiasts have claimed that the power behind the company is actually George Soros, the hedge fund billionaire and liberal activist. Soros, these people have warned, is buying U.S. gun companies so he can dismantle the industry. Second Amendment be damned. Okay? The chatter grew so loud that the National Rifle Association issued a statement in October denying the rumors. Now, I don't know if the NRA, can we trust the NRA when they deny the rumors? I don't know. Something to research. What is George Soros' connection with the Freedom Group, ladies and gentlemen? What is George Soros' connection with this Cerberus? It's Cerberus. That's the question. All right, I'm up to break time already. So that's a heads up for you. We have other information to cover. Keep in mind, at the top of the hour, we're going to be visiting with Dr. Timothy Ball. We're going to be talking about the ClimateGate scandal, the latest one. 5,000 more emails. These are very damning, a lot more damning even than the first batch of emails. And we're going to talk about the climate talks that are just finishing up today that haven't been going quite so well. But we do have some good news on that front. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes here on Govern America.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We continue on here. In a few minutes, we're going to be bringing up Dr. Tim Ball, and we're going to be talking about ClimateGate, as it's being called. But in the meantime, here we see from the Washington Times, terrorists said to be infiltrating military. Here we have another operation, folks, another guise, another pretense for control. They say Fort Hood attack was not an anomaly, lawmaker contends at Hill hearing. Yeah, Al-Qaeda and other terrorists are trying to infiltrate the U.S. armed forces, which makes military facilities in the U.S. dangerous for American troops. lawmakers said Wednesday. So you see how the arguments are made for the boogeyman? Oh, the boogeyman are going to get you. Look out. Under the bed, in the closet. They're ready to jump out everywhere. Folks, they make up stories all the time. Tom Ridge is on record. We have the article. It was reported in the mainstream press where he admitted that they made up terror warnings when he was Homeland Security Secretary. They raised the alert level for political purposes. He admitted that right there in the major press after he was out of office, of course. Anyway, the Department of Defense, and this is a quote from Peter King, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, he said the Department of Defense considers the U.S. homeland the most dangerous place for a GI outside of a foreign war zone. And the top threat they face is here from violent Islamist extremists. Well, if this is the case, then, Peter King, then why aren't we controlling our border? This is the question I have. I mean, we've got articles here, ladies and gentlemen. Here we have from Borderland Beat. Thanks, Gringo, for sending this to me. Another body appears in Nuevo Laredo. Execution Monument. We have from the Monitor, firefights keep Reynosa residents awake. This is December 2nd. Reynosa residents didn't get much sleep as a result of a firefight that lasted several hours and chases by opposing groups of gunmen. Some of the fighting took place along the highway that connects Reynosa with the International Bridge. Mexican authorities claimed not to have knowledge of the situation. However, sources say that Mexican military responded to the scene of the firefights, resulting in a three-way firefight. State law enforcement officials stated that they had not received any reports nor initiated any investigations tried to tie to injuries or death from gunfire. So we got that going on along the border. We have the bodies piling up everywhere. And in the meantime, from the Washington Post, arrests of illegal migrants on U.S.-Mexican border plummet. They say arrests of illegal migrants trying to cross the southern U.S. border have plummeted to levels not seen since the early 1970s, according to tallies released by the Department of Homeland Security last week, a historic shift that could reshape the debate over immigration reform. They apprehended, the Border Patrol did, 327,577 illegal crossers along the U.S.-Mexican border in the fiscal year 2011, which ended September 30th, numbers not seen since Richard Nixon was president, and a precipitous drop from the peak in 2000 when 1.6 million unauthorized migrants were caught. More than 90% of the migrants apprehended on the southwest border are Mexican. All right, we're out of this hour, but this demonstrates once again what a joke, what a sick, pathetic joke Homeland Security is, and this talk about, oh, you know, the boogeyman, they're going to get you. Oh, we got to be concerned because they're in Al-Qaeda's infiltrating the U.S. military. Hogwash, folks. Absolute rubbish. All right. Hour number two of Govern America is about to begin. I'm going to talk about climate gate, the Durban climate talks. Stay with us. Dr. Timothy Ball straight ahead in hour two here on the Broadcasting Network.
The next round.